Text B. Chasing Perfection, China's Dream Team of Diving. Over the history of the Olympic Games, a number of teams have reached such heights that they can only be described as incredible. Tokyo 2020 revisits the stories of these unforgettable teams and the star players that helped them light up the Olympic Games. In the latest part of our series, we look back at the People's Republic of China's diving team, who have been a cut above the competition for almost two decades. How did it start? The sport of diving made its debut at St. Louis, 1904, and for the next 80 years, USA dominated the medal table. But in 1984, the People's Republic of China joined the competition, and everything changed. Since our first gold medalist, Zhou Jihong, took the crown in the women's 10-meter platform at Los Angeles, 1984, we have won 47 gold medals, taking home the most amount of diving gold medals at every single Olympic Games. Simply put, China has the best diving team in the world. They have also contributed the most medals for China out of any Olympic sport. No wonder they are called the Dream Team. The key players. It takes about 1.8 seconds from the moment you jump from a diving board to the time you land in the pool. Many Chinese divers have spent decades perfecting their craft in order to achieve a perfect 1.8 seconds. Zhou Jihong, the first Chinese diver to be officially introduced into the International Swimming Hall of Fame, spent almost her entire life perfecting her diving skills. At Los Angeles, 1984, Zhou Jihong took gold from her teammate, Chen Xiaosha, who began the competition as the strong favorite. In 1990, she returned to the national team as a coach, and in 1998, she took on the role of leader of China's national diving team. From Zhou Jihong to Fu Mingxia, from Guo Jingjing to Wu Mingxia, Chinese female diving stars have monopolized the sport for so long that no other team has come close to them. In China, they are called the Diving Queens. Fu Mingxia was among the first to earn that title. On her international debut at Barcelona 1992, the then 14-year-old won gold in the women's 10-meter platform to become one of the youngest champions in Olympic history. Over the next three Olympics, she won three more golds and a silver to become the most decorated Chinese Olympic diver, until she passed the crown to her partner in the 3-meter springboard, Guo Jingjing. Guo Jingjing competed in four consecutive Olympic Games, bringing home four gold medals. In the 3-meter springboard and the synchronized event at Athens 2004 and Beijing 2008. In China, Guo Jingjing was well known not only for her dominance in the pool, but also for her elegance and charm outside the diving hall. At Rio 2016, Wu Mingxia rewrote the diving record books by winning a fourth consecutive gold in the women's synchronized 3-meter springboard. With seven medals, she became the most decorated diver in the history of this sport, and is also the only diver to have won four golds in a single event. The ultimate goal, a clean sweep. Since the inclusion of synchronized variants of the traditional individual event at Sydney 2000, China's goal has been a clean sweep of all eight gold medals on offer. They began strongly with five gold medals in Sydney, 4 years later, in Athens, the team went better with 6 golds. In 2008, at their home Olympics in Beijing, China lost just 1 gold medal in the 10-meter platform event. At London 2012, the Chinese team lost both of the men's individual events, leaving the Olympics with 6 gold medals. The closest the team came to achieving their final goal was at Rio 2016, when the women's diving team won all 4 golds. But the men's team of Tao Yuan and Chin Kai lost out to Great Britain's Jack Laffer and Chris Mears in the synchronized 3-meter springboard event, scuppering their chance of a clean sweep. What happened next? The Chinese diving team's battle for supremacy continues at pace. With Tokyo on the horizon, their aim isn't only to top the medal table, but to win every medal available. Between Rio and Tokyo, Chinese teams have competed in 2 world championships, a World Cup, and an Asian Games. China won all the gold medals on offer at the World Cup and Asian Games, while at the 2019 World Aquatics Championships in Guangzhou, the team won 12 titles, including all 8 Olympic events. Due to COVID-19 and the postponement of the Games, the Chinese Swimming Association decided to wipe out the points divers had accumulated in the past and start over with the qualification process. The final list of divers is still pending, with the final tryout taking place in May. In December 2020 and January 2021, the first 2 tryouts saw young divers surprise viewers, while veterans showed their experience. China's biggest worry seems to be the fact they have too many great divers to choose from. But whoever represents the team in Tokyo, they are sure to impress the world with their attempts at perfection. It seems China's dream team is determined to never let down their fans across the world.